First of all, your thoughts on the game?
Played well first half, poor second half. We're in great position to win the game. 1-0 up, no problems, in control. Come out second half, they changed the system, they go to 4-4-2. We lost it. We suddenly, four or five of them disappeared and didn't see them second half, didn't win any battles, and in the end, not good enough.
Recipe for defeat.
Absolutely, that's what you get. I have to keep coming on saying nice things, as you know, people say, oh, don't say anything bad, don't say... Listen, what am I supposed to say? I can't come on here. People are not stupid. People see the second half. It's not good enough. I keep saying, you don't go 25 games and win two out of 25.
Virtually the same players.
We're virtually the same team, you know. No one's going to walk in and go, OK, lads, sprinkle stardust on you. You're a new little boys this year. Forget that you ruined Zola last year. This year, we're going to be different, you know. It's very difficult. What I need... is to change a lot of them, because they're not good enough for Birmingham City. This is a fantastic football club. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not standing here trying to get win points out with the Birmingham fans. This is a fantastic football club with unbelievable support. They came there at night, they sung their heads off, and they deserve to have a good team. And the last thing I do in my management, I will give them a good team. And I still say, by the end of the window, I'll have a group of players that I'll work with, and we'll still be pushing. We'll be up there looking to be in that top six this year.
Good enough for me.
Isaac Vassell, chink of positive in that second
half. Oh, absolutely. What a good player he looks. Mm-hmm. What a prospect he looks.
How close?
Pace, strength. I thought he was fantastic.
How close, having seen him in that second half cameo, is he to maybe starting?
Oh, ready to start, isn't he? Ready to start. He showed enough, didn't he, tonight? I mean, I thought he was outstanding when he came on.
How do you explain the contrast between the first and the second half?
Don't know. They changed their system. We just couldn't handle it second half. They got after us, and we go under. We went under. We're a team that, unfortunately, must go under when they're under pressure. They've done it so many times, and it's happened again tonight.
Shows you the challenge of the Championship, having come here to a team that were bottom of the league.
Absolutely.
At the start of the evening. No easy games.
No, there's no easy games. When you're 1-0 up, you should see a game out here tonight. We had enough about us to go and win a game, but second half, people not prepared to run the extra yard, go into the ground, foul him instead of moving their feet, because it means they've got to run another 10 yards. Not good enough.
Sounds like that second half has taught you quite a lot about your players.
No, not really. I haven't learned anything I didn't know. I've been saying it now in private. I've been saying it now since started the season. Nothing's changed. Nothing I saw tonight surprised me, no.
So is this a timely nudge, a reminder to say, look, I need backing, more players?
I need backing. I've got great backing. I'm very lucky. I've got fantastic owners. It's just finding the people we want. You know, I've got a busy weekend now. I'll go to a game tomorrow. I'll go to Italy on Sunday to watch a game. I've got a graft, and it's no good these players here, when they don't get picked in the future, coming to me crying. They've had their chances. If they can't take them, that's not my problem. I don't care.
So how much movement are we likely to see in the next few days?
Hopefully a bit.